Praise the Lord. Message number 168. The title of the message is Suffering. And we will speak here about fasting. And we will tackle the book of Jonah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Jonah. And we will read the whole chapter, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Juba, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us. What do you do? Where do you come from? And what is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, O Lord, have done as you please." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint my lips, anoint your words, and I pray that each one who hears the message take heed, and he can or she can reflect on her life. Lord, make your word clear and your voice clear to your people, and make their heart melt to heed the instruction and repent and follow your ways. O God, use this message for your glory and bring the fruit that you desire to see in our life. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Jonah, God in particular is not dealing with people only, but he is dealing particularly with his servant Jonah. Jonah was commissioned by the Lord to go to Nineveh, but he did not like to go. He ran away from God. He went into the opposite direction. He wanted to do what he wants. He does not like to suffer. He wants to go to an area that is easy for him, and many Christians, they want to live in the comfort zone. They don't like to suffer. They don't like to work hard. They don't like to face the trials. They don't like to face challenges. They don't want to face hard people. And they want to enjoy. They want to go into the easy way. God had given every one of us good things, good resources. We should use it in the direction that God is directing us to move. Here we found that Jonah has mind, and he moved to a port and he took a ship. He paid the fare. He has money. God had provided him, but he used God's provision into wrong direction. Many people, God gives them resources, but the resources, they are using it to enjoy life and to go easy life and to do what they want, escaping the task that God had commissioned them to do. And the Lord acted when Jonah flew away from him. He sent a wind and the ship that Jonah was there is almost was break up. The people there, they throw the cargo. They want to save the ship. Jonah, he does not like to face even this. He know very well that God was after him. He went to sleep down. They wake him up. They ask him to call on God and to pray. But how will he pray? He had been left God's presence. He fled from God. And finally, those in the ship, they decide to cast the lot to find out who is responsible on all this problem. And they find out Jonah is the one responsible on the hardship that they are passing through. Certain time, certain people, a child in a family, or a person in a group, or one member of a congregation, he do something wrong, and the whole family or the whole group or the whole congregation is suffering. What the Holy Spirit has shown here to the sailor and to everyone, that they need to throw Jonah away. They need to throw him into the sea. In other terms, they need to put him into the hand of God. God should deal with him. What they did first, they try not to throw him. They try to get another solution to... they were trying to row back to land. It did not work. Also, it became worse because they don't want to throw Jonah. Certain time, God is dealing with certain people around us, with our children maybe, with our workers, with those whom we love, we should allow God to deal with them accordingly. We should not protect them or do something to prevent God discipline. It will become worse. And we should stand with the Lord, not with our emotion. God knows what He is doing, and we should allow that person, whether he is a child or a worker or a friend or a relative, to be handed over to God so God can deal with him to bring him to repentance. Don't go with your emotion and your feeling when God is asking you to take off your hand from certain situations or from certain people and allow Him to deal with them according to His will. You know what the people on the boat they did? In verse 14 say, then they cried to the Lord, O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. They were having the thought that they are doing something bad for Jonah when they are going to throw him. They were intimidated by their thought. They asked God forgiveness. But the thing here, it is God's will for Jonah to be thrown. Sometimes the devil tried to accuse you why you are like that, why you are so harsh, why you don't have love, you don't have feelings, or this is your son and this is your brother and this is your cousin and this is your co-workers. But when you know that God wants to discipline him, you don't interfere, you don't put yourself in between that person or and God. You can pray, you can intercede, but don't block the discipline of God in reaching that particular person. When they throw him in the sea get calm. God was calm with the ship. Certain people have to be taken out so that troubles will calm down. And truly at this time the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to Him. They worshiped the Lord, and that's part of our worship. Part of our worship to the Lord, that we allow His discipline to flow to a certain members, whether family's member or whether congregation member or workers, that His wrath, we should not block it, but allow it to reach those whom God had intended to reach. And that is our act of worship. And that's our commitment. Those sailors, they were not believing in God, but after what happened, they give their heart to God. But I am speaking about you who know God. You must be more open to the work of the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Lord, to allow Him to deal with certain people under your care or with you. And very beautiful here in verse 17 says, but the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. God's provision for Jonah, a big fish, not to eat it, but to swallow him. And here Jonah stay inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days and 3 nights, no sleep, no food or drink to eat, compulsory fasting under God's discipline. And that is the fasting of Jonah. Dirty clothes with water and mud and debris, bad smell, no taking shower, no bathroom to pass urine or stool. So he have to make it on himself. God disciplined him. Certain time God caused certain people and put them into a hard discipline like this discipline is needed for them to repent. God is dealing with a certain bad attitude. Jonah chapter 2, we will read his prayer. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depth of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You heard me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrought around my head. The roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever, for you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs, but I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed. I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. He repented. He said, Lord, I make vow to serve you, to follow you. I will do. In response to this, his repentance, his fasting, 3 days, accepting God's discipline and God's will. In verse 10, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Jonah was relieved. He suffered God's discipline. And as we move to chapter 3, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Again, the same calling of God. Suffering. Go to the through the narrow way and the narrow gate. God's will, he will not change. What he ordained for us, we have to pass through. What Jonah will do? Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And that's the value of God's discipline. When we stand with the Lord and we allow him to discipline certain people whom God is reaching, we should not stand with them. We should stand with the Lord. We can pray. We can intercede for them to humble down, to repent. But we should not relieve them. As long we know that God is handling with them and providing for them a big fish as he provided for Jonah. When God, we can see that at certain time God is providing certain troubles to trouble certain people, so to bring them to repentance, we should not stand with them and relieve them, because that is the way how God will bring them back to him, and that is the way for them to repent and come back to God and be in right mind and start to serve the Lord with the humility and willingness to suffer. That's the way to humble down for them and to change their attitude and bad characters that God is dealing with. Now Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. On the first day, Jonah started into the city, proclaimed 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God, they declared a fast, and all of them from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows, God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When they hear the message, they repent it. Sometimes we go with our own understanding and we say the people will not respond. Have you told them? Have you spoke it? They repent it, and they show their repentance with fasting. We learn from the fasting of those non-believers who respond to the word of God through his prophet Jonah. They repented, every one of them going to fasting. Old age, young age, even children, everyone. Not that also only, the beasts also, their animals, flocks and herds or beasts. Sometimes they say, people, you know, I have headache, I cannot fast, I have backache, I have stomach pain, I have diabetes, I have like that. If you want to follow God, if you're truly repenting, God will enable you to fast and to come to Him with repentance. Fasting here, the meaning of it is repentance. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Your work of flesh, violence, arrogance, corruption, manipulation, injustice, abuse, immoralities, greed, lust, arrogance, anger, that is what God wants to see from you when you are fasting. Calling upon God, humbling yourself before Him. They fasted, all of them. We don't know how many days, but without food and without drink. Jonah told them 40 days more. Maybe they fasted 40 days, or maybe a few days, or maybe they fasted gradually all the city until the 40 days finish, and then they are sure that when 40 days finish and God did not send His wrath, they were assured that the Lord had listened to their prayer. When God, verse 10, when God saw that what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, the sin repentance, He had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction He had threatened. So here repentance is accompanied by turning from evil ways, and the people humble themselves in front of God through fasting, to be separated from food, from sex, from pleasures, everyone. God showed that they are genuine in their repentance. God forgive them. Jonah chapter 4, we will read about it more. How God have dealt more with his servant Jonah. We will understand more about Jonah and why he ran away. You will understand more about yourself and about the people who are under your care, about your family or your children. Why sometimes they don't want to do God's will and they want to do their own. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I say when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. Here, another attitude problem. Jonah have anger. He was angry with the Lord. He have no right. Sometime you are angry with God, grumbling against God, complaining against God. That is not your business. What God want to do is up to Him. Your part you need to do. Don't argue with God. Don't complain with God. Be willing to suffer. He was not willing to suffer, Jonah. He want to enjoy life. And he want just to get the grace of God to enjoy, but he is not willing to suffer with God. Another attitude problem, he was angry because God forgive the people. So it is a very deep attitude problem. And God is dealing with his prophet. God is dealing with you. God is dealing with our children. When he allowed discipline and hard time and hardship to correct and discipline, God is dealing with a genuine attitude problems. Laziness. Unwillingness to suffer, unwillingness to trouble and take hardship. But the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? Simply, God was speaking to him. God is telling him, I am disciplining you. I know what I am doing. I am putting you in the corner. You need now to train yourself to love those people that I forgive. Even they are cruel people, but as they repent, I forgive them. You need to accept them and you need to accept this fact. Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. He was waiting. Maybe God will throw it. He was waiting what God will do. Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered. Again, God provides something else here to discipline Jonah. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east. Another thing God provided, a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he replied. He said, I am angry enough to die. I was so angry. He is short temper also. Short temper, lack of patience, angry with God. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? God is telling him, you are angry and upset about this small tree. Why he was concerned? Because when it died, it affected him. So what we discern here, what he have another problem he has here? He has selfishness. He is only thinking about himself, how he can eat well, he sleep well, how he can go to a good places, how he will eat a good food, how he will be honored, how that God should listen to him, not that he listen to God. Selfishness is there. God is dealing with you. You need to repent. Go into fasting and repent of all these bad attitudes. Kneel down. Accept your shortcomings. Accept the word of God that you hear today through this message. Do you want to have another problem? There's one more thing we need to speak about. About Jonah. Jonah is also mentioned in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 14 and verse 25. Here, the writer was speaking about one of the king of Israel, that is King Jeroboam the second. When he ruled over Israel, the word of God speak about him. He was the one who restored the boundaries of Israel from Libo Hamath to the Sea of the Araba. In accordance with the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, spoken through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath Hefer. This king was restored the boundaries of Israel, and before he did this, it was a prophecy of Jonah. Jonah prophesied that the boundaries or that king will be the one to restore all the boundaries what was taken away. It will be given back, it will be taken back. Who said? Jonah. So here Jonah was well known figure, and he was gifted as a prophet who prophesied in the name of the Lord. Something he prophesied and come true. Now the same Jonah, God asked him to go to Nineveh here to prophesy in the presence of the king, and your prophecy come true. There is a reward for it, there is a prestige and honor. But now they are suffering. He does not like to suffer. And what more else we want to speak about Jonah? When he said to the Lord, O Lord, that's in chapter 4, verse 2. When he prayed, he spoke, what he spoke to the Lord? O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? Who are you to say to God, this is what I said? That's why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God. He's telling to God, I told you already, you will forgive them. Why I need to go? This is how he was speaking with God. Why he was speaking like this? Spiritual pride. God had given him gift of prophecy. It worked out with him good. Now he is arrogant even with God. Now we believe that. Why God provide a big fish? Not only big fish, provided wind, provided a worm to eat the vine, provided a scorching wind, scorching east wind. He provided the sun to blaze over his head. That was how God was dealing with his prophet of bad attitude. Fasting means repentance, turning from evil, changing attitude, renewing the mind, transformation fully. That is what God wants from you. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word to us. I pray that those who hear it will apply it. I pray, Lord, you touch people's life who want Do they have been feasting, but they are not willing to suffer for you? You touch them and you bring them repentance. Change their attitudes. Take away their laziness, self-righteousness, and spiritual pride. I bind all and I rebuke and I cut off in the name of Jesus. Raise up people who are humble, willing to serve you with wholeheartedness, without grumbling, with patience, with perseverance, with a grateful heart and gratitude toward you. Lord, take this message and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word. Use this message mighty for your glory. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, O God, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.